sacrifice. For his country, for me, he had nearly died. Yeah, it's kind of hard to top that. After the war ended, we moved here to Ross City, Antarctica. And during that time, I finished school and Daniel became an agent in the Antarctican Intelligence Service. Daniel, at least, is eager to leave our past behind. But that doesn't mean anyone has forgotten his name or his face. There are still times when we'll get stopped in the streets, or when I'll overhear people murmuring as we pass by. That's Day, Daniel Alton Wing, a legend, and that's his little brother, Eden. Over the years, I've let this become the version of myself that everyone knows. Eden, the little brother. Not Eden the tinkerer, the inventor. They don't know how I'm drawn to understand things, or how I've had nightmares almost every night since the Republic's war ended. No, my identity is permanently tied to my brother's, regardless of what I do or think. I don't tell most people who I am. I don't talk about the questions that run through my mind, or the nightmares that keep me awake at night. People instinctually know to avoid someone who carries a weight on his chest as heavy as mine. So most who know me just see the quick smile in the earnest face and hear the breathless, rapid-fire chatter about the inner workings of a machine. They don't see the boy who startles awake at the sound of fireworks popping outside, convinced that it's the thunder of gunfire as soldiers break into our home. They don't see the boy who forces himself to stay up one more hour, just so it means one less hour of calling for his mother in his dreams. So it means not feeling embarrassed for not being over her death. I like to show my bright side because it puts people at ease. Eden, who's going to be just like his brother when he grows up? Not even Daniel seems to get who I really am. When I pretend I'm okay, it makes my brother happy. And when he's happy, I can believe that I am too. But at night, my dreams are filled with scenes of the Republic. They seep into every corner of my vision, all the good memories and the horrific ones, blending together so thoroughly that sometimes I can no longer tell one apart from the other. Does Daniel have nightmares? If he does, he's never mentioned them to me. The Republic, my past, these are things I haven't been able to figure out, to understand. Maybe that's why I ended up applying for an internship back in Los Angeles. Because I miss it. Because I want to make it better by turning the trial stadiums into hospitals, universities, and museums. But also because it haunts my dreams, those old streets and faded memories. Because I can't stop thinking about it in the quiet, in the dark. The brother that Daniel and I lost. The mother we will never see again. The father I never knew. Their ghosts walk my sleeping world, calling me back home. I think about the Republic all the time. I wonder what it was like when I was small. I mull over and over the few broken memories I have. I read every article about the Republic that I can find. It's the hole in my past. The part that makes no sense to me. And I'm obsessed with understanding it. I need to comprehend what happened in my childhood. How I managed to survive one of the darkest moments in our history. But maybe that's stupid, you know? Because sometimes it's impossible to understand something. Sometimes things don't happen for a reason. The family we lost, the war that engulfed our lives, there is nothing to figure out. There is no how or why. Sometimes things just happen. To understand Ross City, my home, you need to tour it into two separate halves. Let's start with the sky floors, where Daniel and I live. Ross City is the capital of Antarctica, one of the most advanced nations in the world. Compared with the Republic of America, it's an absolute utopia. Its towering skyscrapers are stacked to the heavens, sealed securely inside a biodome that keeps temperatures